I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, the little ethical challenges that drive us crazy. It's our monthly ethical conversation with members of the O Magazine Ethics Panel. But first, despite an abundance of debt, Americans are still borrowing, even though they are finding fewer places to get some cash. The Federal Reserve Board is slashing interest rates, but banks are becoming stricter about lending, even when you have good credit. Many lenders are freezing home equity lines of credit. What's a consumer to do? Here to give us some of the answers is our personal finance guru, Alvin Hall. Welcome back. We missed you.
Thank you. I'm feeling a little better. My voice is still a little croaky, but I'm holding up.
Okay. Well, we're happy to hear from you. Before we go into our conversation, last day for taxes. Last-minute tips?
My last-minute tip is always the same for everybody. Get as much of your deductions in place as you can to lower your tax bill. Make sure that you've used all the money you had in those plans for medicine and eyeglasses and all that sort of stuff. Make sure all that's used. And if you're running up against a deadline to make a contribution to your pension plan, do it.
And you can do that at the last minute, even on the last day?
Some you can. Yes, absolutely. Right at the last minute, at the last day.
Do you have any general sort of philosophical position on filing for an extension? Or is that just a personal thing based on, you know, whether you know yourself or not?
I think it's whether you know yourself. I file for an extension quite frequently. I do pay my taxes. They're all paid up. Done. But I do file an extension to file the full return at a later date, just because mine is a bit more complicated. And so I need the extra time.
Okay. So, Alvin, why are home equity lines being frozen across the country?
The banks have extended credit to virtually anybody who could walk over the past 5 years. And now the pendulum is swinging completely in the opposite direction as they see falling house prices. They see people's credit card debt going up. They see these as two dangerous signs, and they are just slashing people's equity line of credit with no reason.
That's what I was going to ask you. Is there a reason? Is it if you are a couple of days late, or they just do it because is it the houses in your area they think are contracting in value? What's the rationale?
It seems as if they're doing it to houses in particular areas where they think there's a greater likelihood that people may be laid off, or there's been a huge drop in house prices in those areas. Those are the ones that they are doing this to. It doesn't seem to be related to your individual credit or my individual credit. Is sort of like that old word, and I hate to use this word, but it's a form of redlining, really.
Can they do that?
Yes, because they're doing it unilaterally across the board. They're saying that all these people are at risk, and if you don't want to be a part of this, then you apply to us individually, and we'll look at it on a case-by-case basis.
So even if they slash your home equity line, you can appeal it?
You can appeal it, and they will look at your particular situation on a case-by-case basis, but I would not be too hopeful. They see the statistics, and they are very upsetting. Although credit is harder to get, more and more Americans are actually borrowing on their credit cards.
Why is that? Now, that seems counterintuitive.
People are doing it because people have come to view their line of credit, whether it's from a house or from a credit card, as the equivalent of their savings account. And there's also been a movement afoot among many people to take money against the credit card or the home equity line of credit and put that in a savings account. Because at least they have that cushion. And it's how they view. In the old days, we would have saved and had 3 to 6 months in the bank. Today, people say, well, I can always borrow. But that's proving less likely.
Well, but is that a good strategy, though? If you find that they're canceling home equity lines, does it make sense to withdraw that money and put it in a savings account?
It does not make sense, but I understand why people do it. If this is all the cushion you have in the world, then psychologically you're going to pull that money out, regardless of what it costs you, because it's better to have that money in the bank. But it's interesting that people don't click and say, well, maybe I should save that money, because credit has been far too easy for too long.
What if you were planning on that money for a specific and legitimate purpose, to help someone pay for education, which most people consider to be a good investment,
Absolutely.
Or to do a needed renovation?
Then you have to pull it out, because if the banks decide to take away that credit line, then you won't be able to help that person pay for their education. So you're going to pull it out because it was the money you were depending on.
And now this sounds like a crazy question, but let's say you haven't got that letter from the bank, but you're worried and you're anticipating a purchase for which you were planning to use that money. What would you do? Would you advise someone to be proactive, take the money out, put it in a certificate of deposit, or would you advise them to call the bank and say, what are your plans? Do you expect an honest answer?
if I were in that situation, I'd take the money out of the bank and put it in a CD because I know I would need that money. And if they froze my line of credit, I would feel that my back had been put up against the wall. It's not the most prudent financial behavior. But if you have no savings, you have no cushion, then you have to save yourself. And this is one of those methods. With a line of credit, the good thing is that at least you know it's tied to a fairly low interest rate right now because the Fed has lowered those interest rates. You have a long time to pay off this line of credit. You generally won't pay it off until you sell the house. If you're doing this with credit cards, then more than likely you're probably getting 0% credit cards. You have to ask yourself, what will that rate be when that grace period ends? Will you then be carrying high interest credit, which will affect your credit report?
Mm. All right. Financial expert Alvin Hall joined us from our bureau in New York. Alvin, thank you so much.
Bye, Michelle.